It's Monday, August the 11th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. This week's episode is a return to a standard, pretty boring format.
What?
No review, no real picks of interest, and nothing else that we're going to talk about that's that much fun.
It's kind of a throwaway week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anthony, how was your week?
It's kind of a throwaway week.
Well, that's what I expected. Yeah. I don't expect much, but yeah, I expect that.
All right.
Blavin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be back.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's kind of a burden.
It's kind of a burden, what you said.
Yeah. You just come back, you're like, oh, again?
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm back. And despite popular belief, TJ is not in the room.
What?
Yes.
It's actually three.
It's actually three for those who care about that stuff.
Of course.
Damn.
Because of our complaints and all.
So
did anything interesting happen when I was away? I didn't listen to any of it.
Well, let's see. Did you watch Guardians of the Galaxy?
I did.
Are you going to talk about that later?
Maybe.
All right. Well, we did that.
Oh, that seems nice.
It's pretty baller status.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
We also saw some apes.
Oh, yeah. What was that all about?
It was pretty baller status.
Was that like...
kind of baller status was like some weird... like, continuity stuff.
Wasn't it, like, Dawn of Rise of Planet of the Apes?
Pretty much.
Dawn of the Rise of the Planet of the
Let
Apes.
Me just tell you this.
On Earth.
Evil monkey, dual akimbo wielding AKs on a horse.
Yeah.
Jumping through fire.
Akimbo.
So stupid!
Akimbo monkey. Alright.
You know that scene in Final Fantasy VII where Sephiroth turns around in the flames? Just switch him out for a monkey with two AKs.
And running horse.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like a sweet time.
It was great. Yeah, it was a shame though you weren't here for the Guardians review, because we would have loved to hear your take, just because none of us knew who the Guardians were.
I know there's a raccoon in it.
Oh,
and a tree.
So is this where I get to pull out the card?
You can pull it out later.
Oh man.
Go ahead, pull out now.
I liked them before they were cool.
Oh,
God. Like, for realsies.
Oh my God.
I love
you,
it.
You were like saying this before the movie, you were saying it after the movie.
But I'm pulling it out on air, so we're
okay.
Good here.
All right, okay. Well, the other thing than that is we had a letter last week.
Yeah, how was that?
Talking about hobbies we wish we did as a kid and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we were trying to figure out, or at least I was curious, what was yours? Because ever since I've known you, you were able to do every hobby that you were interested in.
That's a good one. Yeah, you're right. I did pursue every hobby.
There was never a time you were like, oh, I wish I could do that, but I can't. It was always, yeah.
Yeah, funny enough. It's just, all I wanted to do when I was younger was play video games. My hobby thing only really happened at the end of high school.
Okay.
So, I didn't really have anything. I wished I was good at things. I wish I was better at basketball so my parents would get off my back. But,
oh,
there wasn't really anything that I thought that I wanted to do. I didn't want to do things along the lines of whittling or anything like that. But what did you guys pick?
Just normal things. TJ said he wished he kept with an instrument, I believe.
Okay, yeah, things like that. I wish I was better at... I kept alongside it. I wish I kept with guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
Yeah, it was a lot of the same. It was the less nerdy things and just more general.
Just general-based hobbies.
I just wish I didn't spend so much time playing video games. I think if I cut that out and refunded the time and put it into a skill, I would have been proficient at something.
Yeah, that probably would have helped.
You're proficient at video games.
No, see, that's the thing. Video games doesn't really transfer over to the next video game.
Yeah.
Or to anything else, for that matter.
Well, games back then, no.
Yeah, exactly. But
Call of Duty now, man, that transfers over.
Oh, my
to next year's Call of Duty.
No.
Same game.
I mean...
And then next year's Call of Duty.
I mean, Twisted Metal didn't make me any better at driving, but I had to take my test, but, you know.
Have you strapped machine guns to your cars? Have you tried?
Akimbo Monkey's on.
Akimbo SUV?
Yeah.
You know, interesting thing about it, despite me liking driving games, I could never, what do you call it, beat the game Driver.
Really?
It was hard.
Because I couldn't get past the first... driving like license test.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I was a kid, could not do it.
I think it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, speaking of stories, I couldn't beat Sonic 3 because there was this friggin' barrel in the way. And it was one of those barrels that when you jump on it, it has momentum. So you press down to make it go down. Then you press up on its way up. So then it goes up
right.
And down.
Right.
But as a child, I had no concept of momentum.
Yeah.
So I just sat there just jumping on this thing for hours.
You just kept mashing A
until the timer ran out. And I've never seen the timer run out in a Sonic game. And you know what happens when the timer runs out?
he
just dies. Yeah, he opens his arms,
yeah.
And then he dies.
He shrugs and he's like, oh no,
yeah,
game over.
I didn't go
yeah.
fast enough.
Oh yeah, it was bad.
Okay.
And the music speeds up too.
Okay.
But yeah, that was a cool question. Who sent that one in?
I don't know. I think it was Byron. But if I got that wrong, I'm sorry.
So awful.
I don't know. Like, we can only remember Byron's name because it's so unique.
I only know it because that's my middle name.
Is it?
That is your middle
name.
What? Whoa, you said that out loud? I mean, I thought that was something that...
Yeah, there was a time where I hated my middle name, but now it's kind of...
But
now
you just embrace it?
No, I don't embrace it. Like, I'm not going out there plastering it on walls.
Yo, girl, my middle name is
Byron. But if someone asks me, they're like, oh, okay. And I'm like, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's not as bad as Harold or Ricafort.
So are they both your middle name?
No, my first name is Blavin Harold. My middle name is
Your Ricafort. Full name, Blavin Harold?
Yeah.
Oh, my
So when you say Blavin, you're shortening my name already.
So Blavin's a nickname?
What?
Oh,
I feel we've done a disservice.
Just call me Harold.
I think from now on, it's just Blavin Harold.
So Blavin Harold, how's your week been?
Yeah. Next time, I'll just introduce myself as Blavin Harold. Call me Harold.
I could have been either of those names.
I know.
Could we just, like, mash them together? Like, Barreled?
Barreled? Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Yo, Barreled.
Barreled.
Yeah. Or Harvin?
No, but Blavin comes first.
That's true. That is true.
It's like Barrett.
These are true things. These are true facts.
Okay, well, it's good to have you back on the show.
No, thank you.
With that, let's get into our picks of the week.
Oh, hot.
So, Anthony. So, I'm not going to pick you.
What? I'm going to go first anyways. Hey, oh, so okay. My pick. No, I'm going to ring.
Yeah, I'm going to go with myself. Whatever. San Diego Comic-Con was a couple weeks ago now. One of the trailers that came out of it was Star Wars Rebels, the new cartoon coming out this fall season?
Okay.
I don't know if you guys saw the trailer. Probably not. Cause
no.
The only trailer I saw is still the Mad Max trailer, which everyone should watch.
Which I don't blame you guys. I mean...
Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares, right? I mean, I'm the biggest Star Wars fan in the room, but I'm not even that big of a Star Wars fan.
Okay.
But this show looks cool because it is not about a Jedi and a Padawan. It's about some dudes on the run being hunted down by
Jedi
Boba Fett.
By everybody.
Jango Fett.
So I don't know, but it looks pretty cool. Because of this, I have got interested in watching more Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
And, I just want to say this trailer looks pretty neat. There is a character that a lot of the fans are kind of against already.
Who?
She looks like Boba Fett, except her armor... Except she's a teenage girl, and her armor's like...
Kawaii Gasu?
Yes.
Seriously?
It's like pink.
Oh.
Does that have, like,
really?
Holes in places that are important?
No, like she's a...
Does she have the tea helmet still?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's, like, pink. Like, it's like she tie-dyed her... armor pink and purple.
She puts them in a bleaching machine.
Yeah, some people don't like it because they're like, that's like Miley Cyrus in Star Wars.
That's camouflage right there.
I think she looks cool because she's a bit of like, she basically is young Han Solo.
Okay.
Only she's going around with like pink armor with a gun.
Young Han.
Based only on the outrage of fans for this character, I already like this character.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. But you know, I encourage everybody to check it out.
Cool.
Yeah, that's it.
Young Han. Sounds like a rapper name.
Yeah.
Yo, Young Han!
Yeah, that is...
Yeah, isn't it? It has to be spelled Y-U-N-G, though. Young.
Young Han.
Young Han.
Han. Anthony's loving this.
Young Han!
That's my new Korean rapper name.
Young Han. It also could be a Korean name, too.
I would listen to his track.
I would listen to it, too.
It's got some sick beats.
Dropping dope beats about the Millennium Falcon. How he's not going to play Jabba the Hutt.
Oh,
and he shot first.
Yeah!
Why aren't we doing this?
What are we doing right now?
You guys should record this.
Oh, yeah.
This Young Han track.
We gotta throw in Chewie somewhere.
Yeah, man.
I can't even do the Chewie voice, so
I can't do it. I'm not gonna do it.
All right. Well, you know what you can do, Anthony?
What?
You can tell me about your pick.
So, did you guys know Yoshi?
Not really.
He's like a dinosaur. Mario rides him sometimes.
Not really ringing a bell.
He's in your favorite Mario game. He's literally on the cover.
Not ringing a bell.
You eat some dudes, and then you can shoot fire from your mouth.
What? Poop him out. Eggs.
Or you can poop out his eggs if you play the other Yoshi games.
Oh, right, and use them as rockets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Yoshi is not his full name.
Well, who assumed that?
Everybody on the planet.
What?
So, there was a new book that came out called Console Wars. It was it's about the kind of like the console war between Sega and Nintendo in the early days.
Oh yeah. Yes.
And in the book, one of the pictures has Yoshi, and apparently they revealed Yoshi's full name in this book. His full name is T. Yoshisaur Muncha Koopas.
What's the T stand for?
I don't know. T. Yoshisaur Muncha Koopas.
I mean, okay.
Whatever, man.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm down. Yeah.
I just like the Muncha Koopas part.
Yeah.
Like, his last name is literally what he does.
Because he munches on Koopas.
That's funny.
What about the Goombas?
Goomba.
Oh, no one cares about Goombas.
What are you talking about? The original enemy? Come on.
So easy.
Yo, dog.
Just jump on him.
The original mushroom.
That's it.
That's all I got.
That was a slow week.
Deep. Yo, you're going to the
tank. So, did they reveal Mario's name?
No.
More importantly, did they reveal Luigi's name? Is he really Luigi Mario?
Is he really Luigi Mario?
Isn't Mario Mario Luigi Mario?
Yeah,
right? Because the Mario
Brothers. That's what I heard it was.
Yeah. Well, okay, here's a little pop quiz. Do you know what Sonic's full name is?
Sonic's full name?
Yeah.
Sonic.
I don't think you guys can ever guess.
Sonic the Hedgehog Underground X?
You're just jamming the show to make his name. I caught on to that one.
Gotta Sonic go fast.
Okay, his name? Full name?
Wait, hold on. I don't know. Sonico.
Sonico. His name, full name is Ogilvy Maurice Hedgehog.
What? Yeah, I was never going to get that.
Oh, told you. O-L-G-I-L-V-I-E.
Ogilvy
Maurice Hedgehog.
Where's the Maurice coming from?
This episode's just killing Anthony.
What? Okay.
Just FYI. Just, you know, it's on trivia night. Hey, what's Sonic's full name? Oh, got it. Ogilvy Maurice Hedgehog.
Sonic's American, right?
Is he? I don't know.
Do Hedgehogs have a race?
Well, I don't know. I know Sega's American, so...
Oh, what about Tails? You know the Tails' full name, right?
Miles Power.
Miles Tails Per Hour.
Yeah. Prower. I thought that's good. Yeah. Miles Per Hour.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So that doesn't explain...
Maurice.
Ogilvy Maurice.
I sat there trying to make up words, trying to say it differently. Maurice Hedgehog?
Maybe if you say it blazingly fast. It'll come out of Sonic.
Ogilvy Maurice Hedgehog. No,
nothing. No, nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right, well,
Yeah, that's the end of the video game name segment.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Shoot us some more if you just know. It's like finding out rapper names.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, what was DMX's name? It was like Clarence or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I'll look it up.
All I know is that Ludacris is Chris Bridges or something like that.
Yeah, because he used to be a DJ.
Yeah.
Well, the more you know.
Dun-dun-dun.
If you ever need to... All right, so my pick
Earl
of the week...
Earl Simmons. There you go.
DMX.
Yeah, Earl Simmons for DMX.
So my pick of the week is... Have you guys heard of the new Magic set?
No.
Khans of Tarkir is what it's called.
Okay.
So it has a Eastern theme. Not Japanese Eastern, more Mongolian and Chinese themed.
Okay.
So,
like Attila the Hun?
Yeah. So the set is a wedge set, meaning that if you look in the pie chart of Magic... It's the color and its enemy colors, making a three-color wedge. So white, black, red. Everything across from it. So it's enemy colors.
Okay.
So it's going to be like that. So finally, the things that never had a name were American, red, white, blue.
Yeah.
Rock, white, black, green. Bug, black, blue, green.
Oh.
So these are red, white, black, never had a name.
Yeah.
So now they're going to have actual... names because of the each color combination has a different clan. So the story about this is that this is the homeworld of one of the planeswalkers, Sarkhan Vol, and he used to be ruled by dragons. Now all the dragons are gone.
Aww.
So and now there's five warring clans or whatever, and it's their story or whatever. So each color combination has a different clan, and each of them has their own mechanic, and each of them value a different thing. A different characteristic of the dragons. One clan values speed, one values cunning, one values the tenacity or something like that. They each value a certain thing.
Okay.
So, the cool thing about this set is that it is going to have a time-traveling theme, and it's going to have a draft format that has never been done before.
Uh-oh.
So, for example, there's going to be three sets in the one block. So, I will name them 1, 2, 3. So, what they said is that The first set, number one, is going to be a large set, a full set, like 400 cards. Then the middle set, number two, is going to be a small set. So it's going to be like 200 cards. And the third set is also going to be a large one. So it's going to be like 400 cards again. So that's been done before. But because there's a time traveling element, the draft format is going to go, and this is in order of what you draft them at. 1-1-1.
Okay.
Okay. So when the second set comes out, it's going to be 2-1-1, I think.
Okay.
Or 2-2-1. I think it's 2-1-1.
Okay.
And then the last one, and when number 3 comes out, it's going to be 3-3-2.
Oh.
So one's just gone?
Well, yeah, it'll be gone, okay. But it's going to use the... like number 2 before it.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz usually they just every time it's large small large, the large one is drafted by itself.
Oh, okay.
Because the one and two are just drafted on their own and number 3 is just by itself.
Right.
You just draft 3-3-3.
Yeah.
But this one will be 3-3-2, I think.
Oh, okay, so you're saying. Yeah.
So there's hypothesis that it's going to be, you know, characters in 1, they're going to look at their past in 2 and then their future selves in 3.
Interesting.
It's going to be stuff like that.
Oh, I like that theme. That's cool.
Yeah, there's going to be a time-traveling theme.
That's pretty sick.
People are thinking that dragons will come back because maybe they'll travel in the
past. Oh, right, to go get them. Yeah.
To the time when the dragons are still around. We don't know what planeswalkers are going to come back. Probably Sarkhan Vol, the guy who's from there, is going to come back. The dragon guy. And also, the new returning mechanic for the set is morph. Meaning, for a card, any card that has morph, you can pay 3 of any color mana and put it face down.
Oh, that mechanic, yeah.
And then
okay. They're
always a 2-2 creature.
Yeah.
And then when you pay the morph cost on the card, whatever the cost is, you can flip it face up.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are what's going to return. So it's very exciting. It's going to be cool. And we're very excited to draft it because it's going to be totally awesome.
Yeah, I'm always excited to see new mechanics. So.
Well, that's an old one, but each of the new clans, I think, are going to have a new one.
Or, I mean, like... together.
Set, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The drafting mechanics and mechanics within the game.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's gonna be
it's always
cool.
Exciting.
Yeah,
what,
very exciting.
So what was like what's the advantage of morph? Like I always see it and like sometimes it's just like you pay the same amount of mana as you would if you casted it, if you morphed it and flipped it?
There's certain ones that can morph for cheaper costs, and also it allows you to cast spells that you won't normally cast. For example, if the card, let's say, costs 3 black and its morph cost was just 4 and a black. So you could morph it face down and you only need 1 black to flip
okay.
it face up. You won't need to pay the extra black to actually hard cast it.
Okay.
Granted, you'll be playing it as a 2-mana or 3-mana 2-2 first.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just another...
And also it's just a surprise factor, right? You can block with something and then morph it up and then be like, oh, it's bigger than you thought it was. Sorry, right. Bro, GG's.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Cool.
Yep. All right. Yeah, that's my pick.
It's your picks?
Cons, yeah.
Sweet.
Cons,
awesome.
Come on.
Okay. Any other things you guys want to mention that happened this week that was quite interesting? No, nothing.
Art crawl happens?
That's not interesting.
Did you go to that?
Yeah. It was art.
Ooh. Did you go with the special someone?
No.
Oh. Alone?
That's a yes.
No, I went with the Christian.
Ooh.
Special someone.
Someone.
Okay, then let's move on to our weeks. All right, Anthony, since you already talked about Art Crawl, what else did you do this week?
I am playing Ultra Street Fighter 4.
I saw you were playing that! And then I was like, whatever.
Yeah, yo, guess what?
Yeah.
Street Fighter.
Oh.
So the new characters in this one are DiCapre. She's like Cammy, but with bison powers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Elena. Rolento. And...
From Vampire Diaries, Elena?
No, from Third Strike, Elena.
Oh, not Uncharted Elena.
No, not Uncharted Elena.
Damn
I wish,
it.
Though. I wish.
Damn it.
And I can't remember the third character, or the fourth character.
Poison?
Poison, yeah. You got it. With the whip. She's, like, hitting people in the butt.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's one of her specials. She, like, makes you kneel down, and she slaps you in the butt. Those characters are, they're pretty fun. DiCapre's a charge character, which I didn't know, which is weird to me. Because, like, a lot of her moves are similar to Cammy's.
But you charge instead of...
Yeah, but you charge instead of doing a motion.
Well.
Yo, this is, like... I like, there's nothing else I can say. Just,
it's Street Fighter.
It's Street Fighter. And I am super rusty.
Are you going to get back into hardcore mode?
I've been practicing with some people online, like some of the people I played Super with when I was like way into it.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to get back into it. I'm dropping combos like crazy. But because...
Wait, you're dropping combos as in like... You're just throwing
them out? I'm going for them and I'm just missing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just not executing properly.
Okay.
So I've been playing with friends, but also because each iteration resets your rank in the online.
Yeah.
I'm just playing against scrubs right now. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, double perfect. I'm so sick. Even though I dropped like 7 combos. Yeah.
Sweet.
It's like, it's like I learned nothing from those matches. But it's fun to get back in. My character Abel got some buffs, so it made it easier for him to hit certain moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Street Fighter.
Sweet. So you spent your whole life in Street Fighter?
No. Also played League.
What are you, like Platinum?
I wish.
Rank yet?
I'm still Gold 5.
Gold 5.
Yeah.
Cardboard 5.
I've just been like, I decided instead of playing like all the meta champs, to play champs that I want, like, that I enjoy playing, and mm-hmm. it's worked a lot better than it has playing just like what's the current meta.
Mm.
And so like for support, instead of going someone like Thresh, I'll go Janna, and she has like tornadoes and stuff and shields. That's more fun than like getting hooks. I finished Monument Valley on the Android.
Oh yeah, how was that?
You played Echo Chrome?
Yeah,
that game's Echo Chrome.
Only it looks better.
But it looks way nicer and it's significantly easier.
Oh, okay.
There are the puzzles aren't really made to be challenging. They're made to be clever.
Mm-hmm.
It's an enjoyable experience, and you're never gonna be like, oh god damn it, where's this next puzzle? Like, how do I get here? Like, there's no like mind bending way to get there. Like, if you think about fixing your perspective,
yep.
like you'll eventually get it. And I can see why like all the artsy hipsters love this game.
Yeah,
because the story, like, it has a story, but it's so minimal that it allows itself to be interpreted in so many different ways. Which, like, you can't interpret it. I interpreted it as, like, just being lazy. But it was fun for $2.
Okay.
Yeah.
$2.
Cool.
Jeez.
Yeah, but a lot of rest of my week's been, like, doing stuff and going to family parties.
Doing stuff. Somebody special.
Doing
stuff.
Oh,
it's funny.
Stuff. That's very insensitive of you to label them as stuff.
Exactly.
You know, they're like things, stuff, whatever.
They hear this, they'll be like, "You called me a stuff."
He called me a stuff. Well, technically, you guys called him a stuff.
No, you
I said I was doing stuff.
You confirmed.
I wasn't. I didn't say what I was
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, you were
you
doing stuff.
I was
we
doing
have...
stuff.
We have
it could have been a multitude of things.
Dude, now you're telling them that you're doing multiple stuff?
I'm doing multiple stuff.
Oh, jeez. I don't think the one stuff will...
One of that stuff's going to get back at you, man.
Yeah, man.
The other stuff doesn't find... then all the stuffs are happy.
Jeez.
We're playing a dangerous game.
Is it stuff?
I hope you crash and burn.
And stuff.
And stuff.
And stuff. Okay, Blaven. You said you had a lot to talk about, so what's up?
Oh, man. Can I go last then?
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Mine's very quick.
Yeah.
Last week I said I bought Xbox Live. I got a couple games.
Jesus. I leave for 2 weeks.
These games are free.
Oh. What?
Yeah, these are the games with gold stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I played Crimson Dragon, the spiritual successor to Panzer Dragoon.
Jeez, did you love that game?
Yo, that game's garbage.
Yo, why not?
I love Panzer Dragoon, but Crimson Dragon sucks.
Oh no! I knew you like Panzer Dragoon.
Yeah, it's like one of my childhood favorites.
But this is not that.
This is not that. For one, the dragon and the reticle are two separate things.
Oh baby,
it is so hard to maneuver.
Oh baby,
they give you a barrel roll. It's weird. It's kind of like Star Fox, but
so it's not a
but bad.
It's not a barrel
yeah.
roll. It's just, you just spin in place.
Yeah.
But does it get you? Does it give you invisibility, or does it move you?
It helps you dodge faster.
Okay.
But you can still get hit.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know. Like, on the face of it, it looks okay. But you're kind of just like, oh, this... Someone just slapped this together.
When I saw you play it, it seemed like there was a lot of, like... Did you play any more of it after that day? Or...
A little bit.
It seemed like there was, like, a lot of mobile game elements to that game.
You know what? I bet you its life did start out on like the mobile platform, and then Microsoft was like, "We need some launch games, so just port it over."
Like, pay 50 cents, and then you get infinite fireballs.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's not that fun. I can see why it's free.
Could you see why it costs money in the first place?
Not really.
Okay. Wow. Damn.
Like, I guess. Okay, we needed money to pay the programmers to make a game, but. Other than that, no.
All right.
That game needs some polish. The other game I picked up was Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition.
Love that name.
Yeah, so the game is pretty fun. It's like a modern Metroidvania. Got some great art, some great music.
Mm-hmm. It's all Mexican themed.
Yeah. And I think that's the reason why I can't really be bothered to go back and play it addictively.
That's racist.
No, it's just not a theme I'm into, because my favorite style of that kind of game is Metroid, and I'm like...
Space.
I just want a gun. I think that's
it. Yeah, the melee part means you're going to be punching
it. Yeah, and you're doing a lot of suplexes, and I'm like, I've never been like the big grapple guy, especially in wrestling games. I've always been the striker.
So what? So you see a enemy down the hallway, you don't want to have to fight them and walk up.
No, I want to shoot them with a missile.
You want them to be dead by the time
you're
dead. Yeah, I understand.
I want to speed through as fast as I can. My gun is constantly firing.
Yeah.
You want to spin dash?
Yeah, like, when I play Metroidvania games, I don't do it like the person who's like, oh, I'm going to explore every nook and cranny. I play it like Sonic. Like, I just blast through. Like, I am on a mission. Mission critical. I have 5 minutes. Let's go. That's how I play those games.
That's really funny.
But Super Turbo Championship Edition adds some new content. The biggest thing that I've seen was a new mechanic called Intensio. And it's basically turns your luchador into Captain Marvel. And lightning comes down and he becomes like a superhero.
That's cool.
And it basically means that every time you hit someone, you have increased strength. But it also lowers the amount of hits you need to combo someone. Or to suplex someone, to grapple.
Oh, okay.
So like, instead of me taking 3 hits before the grapple meter appears... takes me like 1.
Wow.
And then all my super moves are super strong, and yeah, it's great. I'm probably like a third of the way through, maybe a quarter, I'm not too sure. I heard it's not very long though, so.
Well, the original wasn't very long, but this has new levels in it. So
yeah, when you and Teacher were watching me play, you said that you never seen this stuff.
I'm like, yeah.
Are you sure you're just not remembering this?
No, there was only the flame face and the girl.
Oh really?
That band dude who's like 3 people in 1 was never there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm probably near about 1/3 of the way through then.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's fun. I totally recommend it if you like those platforming action-style games. But if you're like me and you just need a gun, Shadow Complex is probably the better choice. And then finally, like I said, I've been trying to get into Star Wars, so I watched the Clone Wars animated movie that came out in 2008.
I thought you watched, like, everything Clone Wars.
Yeah.
No, that was the 2005...
series?
No, it was like a 2D hand-drawn... I guess the term I would use is OVA.
Oh,
like
okay.
That's the comparison I would make. And that was 26 episodes, but each episode was like 5 minutes. But, yeah. I thought I was going to like this a lot more. Because it takes place in between episode 2 and 3, and Anakin has a Padawan.
Okay.
And Anakin's Padawan is like this young upstart girl.
Idiot.
Ahsoka. I was like, yeah. Generally speaking, I like that archetype. Man, she was so annoying. She was like the most annoying thing ever. Anakin's kind of cool. He's just like, whatever.
Is he all brooding?
No, he's kind of just like, I'm a Jedi Master, man. You don't always have to listen. Let's just go.
Let's not do stuff.
Pretty much. So he's cool. Obi-Wan's cool. The world's very cool, and you can tell that this is a game with a huge, or not a game, a show with a huge budget.
Because
even though it's 3D animation, there's a lot of instances where, yes, they can reuse assets, like with the clones and with the droids, but at every opportunity, they always try to make new models and new scenery.
Oh.
And it keeps the show looking fresh. There's 6 seasons of it. I watched the movie in half of the first season. The movie I wasn't hot on, but the show I'm warming up to. Yeah, so I'll keep on with that. I'll let you guys know how it goes after. I'm assuming that I'll get through this in like 7 weeks.
7 weeks, dang.
Yeah, like
how many episodes is it?
Well, there's 7 or 6 seasons. Each season is 26 episodes.
Damn.
Yeah, well, they're 20-minute episodes.
Still, that's a lot of seasons.
I don't sit there and watch it, so if that's just, like...
Oh, okay.
I leave it on and I let it run.
And you hear keywords, and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Oh, that guy died.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then, lastly, I was finally able to finish Transformers More Than Meets the Eye, the comic series. The first season, as they put it. It's a great comic. It's so much fun. It's like, it's robots on an adventure. And they have a fun time. I recommend it.
Wow.
You know what? They're not even on an adventure. It's more like life on a spaceship.
They're just like hanging out. Is it like Seinfeld but with robots?
It's not that, to that level of relaxed comedy.
Okay.
Like, there is a defined purpose, but yes. Like, the thing I just read was they went to a gift shop and they went to go buy stuff.
Oh, I got some premium oil for him.
Yeah, like this whole issue was, yeah, we're gonna stop at this planet, go to the bar, and we're gonna hang out at the gift shop and buy stuff. Like, that was the whole issue.
What's the robot currency?
I don't know, actually. They just say that I was counting my change, and yeah, they never say.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's credits, but...
That's usually a robot currency.
Yeah, credits or an international currency. Yeah. They drink oil.
What the heck?
Do they get like 40-year-old aged oil?
No, they have more like nuclear oil.
This one's been irradiated.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what they have. It's like glowing green and purple.
Oh, it's like Nuka-Cola.
Yeah, so it's fun. But you know, that's my week. That's it. Okay, Blavin, I'll leave it to you to finish off the show.
Yeah, so I went to the Pro Tour. In Portland. Woo!
Yay!
Oh, right. That's where you were.
Yeah.
And, you did that thing.
The 2 weeks before, I was just practicing and preparing, and that's why I was away. So, my overall record was 1 win, 7 losses.
I don't know. Did you lose 7 straight?
So, each match is 2 games. No, best out of 3 games.
Okay.
So, yes, I did lose 10 straight.
Oh, 10 straight.
So it was draft, 3 rounds, there are 3 matches, and standard, 5 matches.
Yeah.
My draft, I won 1 and lost 2 matches. And standard, I lost all 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty rough.
Wow.
So I didn't make day 2, and I also obviously didn't get any prizes. But it was a cool experience. I met a Faleo player in my hotel, and his name is Kim. He was from Norway. And we actually hung out all weekend and visited the tournament site.
Cool.
Every day. I didn't really get to see Portland because all I did was just go back to the tournament site and watch the tournament every day.
Yeah.
What to expect at a Pro Tour? So you get there, they give you a badge with your name and it tells you how you qualified. You get a free, like, you know those, what do you call those backpacks? They're drawstring and they're just little pouches.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah. You get one of those, you get a free t-shirt that says you're a Magic competitor. You get free packs, decks, deck boxes, and then you get free sleeves, too. And it's all provided.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. I managed to snag a couple of limited edition playmats from Portland. And also, I got to buy a limited edition Garrick Pop vinyl.
Cool.
And it was just different. It was only being sold there. So overall, the experience was really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
After being there and seeing the world's best... It really makes me want to qualify again. I got to watch all the big names just battling it out in real life. Seeing them go to the washroom, that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't
Did
know...
Did you follow them in there?
Oh, man, I didn't know they went to the washroom.
John Finkel's going to the bathroom.
Oh, man. He was actually in my hotel room, John Finkel. No, not hotel room. I keep saying hotel room. He was in my hotel.
Oh, okay.
But
I was like, room,
hotel, I asked him about an omelet, and he said... I asked him if he thought better of it, and he said yes, because it was going to take too long. And that is my conversation with the greatest Magic player. So there you go. Also, I got to watch the top 8 live. And it was really interesting to see how emotional players get. One of the players that came in ninth place, he was crying because he didn't make 8th place. And didn't make the top 8.
Was it surprising to you?
Yeah, but... Because they had the same, he had the same record, so it was up to the tiebreakers.
Oh no, I meant like seeing them get so emotional. Is that surprising?
Yeah, because I mean, this player already made Player of the Year, so
and
he already had won a Pro Tour, so I was wondering why. I mean, does he need to be that upset? I guess, but I guess it really meant a lot to him to get there.
So the winner was I can't remember his nation, but his name is Evan Flock. He was playing Blue White Control, and that's what won the Pro Tour. And after all this and seeing the pros play and whatever, it made it realize that I really have to work harder and I really want to qualify again for the next one. And my competitive spirit has been stoked.
Cool.
To really just try and really get better and come back. Now it's going to be a lot harder because for Pro Tour qualifiers, you have to qualify to go to a Pro Tour qualifier.
Oh.
So you have to win two tournaments. You either win one, a Pro Tour qualifier, invitational, and then go to the actual Pro Tour qualifier. And then top four get to go to the Pro Tour.
Oh, geez.
So it's kind of akin to a national tournament, I guess? I don't know. So you'd win something locally, and then you'd go to the big one in your area.
And then if you win that one...
If you come top four.
Oh,
top four. And then the other way, too, is to always come top eight at a Grand Prix. That's another way you can also qualify. Which means that I think I'm going to every Grand Prix I can. It's in driving distance. And also going maybe to Grand Prix Manila in January. And visit some family along the way, too.
What's considered driving distance to you?
Like 6 to 10 hours?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, you know.
Everything.
You say, yeah, if you say driving distance, you have the whole continental USA.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. I don't want to be traveling halfway across the country.
Okay.
Or anything.
Let's go to Florida.
24-hour drive.
Yeah. But it was really, really sick. I really recommend anybody who plays Magic competitively to strive as this a goal, because it was quite an experience. And I finally got my anime wish, where I got to be there with the best, you know? It's kind of like a sports manga when they come to the national tournament. Oh man, there's that team. They have these characters, and that team has this character. It was like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it was really cool to. But of course, nothing happened. Like I bumped into a random pro.
Oh, because I was
going
to say, yeah.
Yeah, he tells me to screw off, but then later he finds out that, you know, I have potential. And this that happened.
Did every country, every country's person also have like a unique stereotype?
Yeah. So. The next week, I'm going to another Pro Tour qualifier, and there's a World Magic Cup qualifier, so that will, if I win that one, or whoever wins that one, gets to be on Team Canada.
Sweet.
And that will be a lot of fun. And,
The Olympics?
Yeah, kind of. It's in Nice, in France, so that's going to be a cool trip to go to. If you get to go there, so. Yeah, I think Magic is it. I'm selling out all my other card games, because I'm just going to focus on Magic.
Really?
Yeah, this is it. This is the one I'm going to stick with. It's the one I have most fun at.
You're committed now?
Yeah. I've always been committed, but this has stoked my competitive flame more. Before I went, I didn't really know what I was battling for, and I've got to admit, slacking a lot, but now I got to be serious, because this was an amazing experience, and I want to get on the train to qualify the next one, next one, next one, even though it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah.
Also, I got to watch a few animes while I was in my hotel room, which...
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I got to watch Attack on Titan.
Finally.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. But I heard that the current art they're in isn't so good, so...
For the manga?
Yeah. So maybe...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's completely different from what the anime is doing.
Is it?
Well...
I mean, TJ said it was pretty close.
Let's just say, like, if you only watched the anime, you would have not never guessed where the manga is now.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. But yeah, it's really fun to watch. Definitely recommend it. I'm trying to, like, blow through these very fast. I've been reading Slam Dunk as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's old.
That is about basketball.
It's about basketball. And, man, that series is really, really good. It's probably the most realistic of the sports shows because, I mean, unlike Ice Shield 21 and Ippo, there's no super moves.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the main character is just delinquent, but he just has good physical ability.
I like his character design.
Yeah, the red hair.
Yeah.
And he shaves it.
On the side?
No, he shaves the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because his penance for losing one of their games is his fault.
Yeah.
He shaves his head.
Yeah.
So that was why he shaved his head. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And now, as a kid, they used to watch it a lot in the Philippines, and I didn't know who the characters were. And now I understand who the characters were and why they were such a big deal, and people kept talking about them and whatnot. And I know Philippines was really big on basketball, so that's why it was really popular there.
Really? You didn't know? Didn't you grow up?
No, I did. That's what I mean. I knew that's why it's popular there, because they're really big on basketball.
Yeah.
Another thing, too, is that I got to read some more works by Osamu Tezuka, the guy who did Astro Boy.
Right.
Yeah.
And that other thing.
Kimba the Lion. He also did Blackjack, Pluto. Well, he didn't do Pluto.
Blackjack, yeah, and other such stuff. I think his biggest ones were Kim the Lion and Astro Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones I had the chance to read were one called Book of Human Insects.
Oh, I read that. That's good.
And another one is Ayako.
Oh, I never heard of that one.
So, okay. So Book of Human Insects is about this girl who is a writer, and she was once a celebrated actor and also a celebrated stage director. And you just find out that all she does is meet people who are talented and leech their talent from them and mimic them and then take over them, basically. Oh. So it's her story about and how it gets deeper and deeper into people's lives and whatnot, how she affects them.
Wow.
Another one is called Ayako, where this girl is the child of... So there's a dad in the family, and his son is married to girl A. So the dad and girl A have an affair, and they have a kid.
Correct. Okay.
So that's what it's about. But then what's different about this girl is that they lock her in the basement for the rest of her life. And then she gets out and is totally clueless as to what the world is like. And there's also politics and also other such family things that happen and people covering stuff up. And it's just, it was a really, really good thriller read. So I really recommend that one as well. And the last one I'm reading by him right now currently is MW, where it's about the successful businessman who was on an island 15 years ago where he was exposed to a chemical that took away all his conscience and affected his brain like that.
Oh.
And he was saved by a priest, but they also had sexual relations, and now the successful guy, the one who works at the bank, the one who lost all his conscience, is doing murders just for funsies, and the person who can stop him is the priest, but they're still having sex. Like, the priest.
It's not like
so the two of them were on the island together.
Yeah.
The priest wasn't affected, but the kid was, when he was a kid anyway.
Yeah.
They both grew older. The kid who lost his conscience became a serial killer, and the only one who knows about it is the priest.
So they're like kind of like sort of friends?
They're frenemies, but they're also lovers.
With benefits.
And the priest can't say anything because he always confesses to him in church, and he can't really outright say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was... It's really interesting.
Hmm.
It's all darker stuff.
That sounds twisted.
It's super twisted.
Yeah.
It's super twisted. Books are kind of twisted like that.
Yeah. So I've been reading that as well. And I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the things that have been taking my time were magic and also watching animes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically... Oh, and I also finished that one show... Nice of Sidonia.
Right, you told me about that. Yeah, you said you really liked it.
Yeah, man, it's really good. I really recommend it. If you have a chance to watch it on Netflix, it's really good.
Did you watch the dub?
Yeah, actually, I did it because I was too tired to read, because I usually watch it when I got home after work or playing Magic.
I think I might just have to do that.
It's not even that bad.
It's just I started with the other one,
and
it's like I hate having to switch halfway through.
Yeah. That's kind of what I did with Initial D. Like, I started with the dub. And now I want to watch a new one.
Because then I have to readjust to the voices, and then
first little problems, you know?
I know, right?
So hard.
So tough.
That's life.
Yep. And I also watched Step Up 5.
Oh my god, okay.
It was bad.
Is that new?
Bad. It was terrible.
It was bad even though I like Step Up.
Really?
The third one's still the best, which I still haven't bought.
Wow.
So I should get the third one.
You're going to buy the fifth one?
No, it's bad. This one is actually
that,
bad.
It's that bad, huh?
Yeah. The dancing wasn't even that fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and Guardians of the Galaxy was good. I really like the soundtrack. They used old pop hits, which I like.
I certainly did.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy, it's weird how they chose to portray the certain characters. Because Drac isn't as dumb as he is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was never that dumb. He's actually quite serious and smart.
I think they did it that way because they didn't want to have to rely on Dave Bautista's acting skills.
Oh, yeah.
So this way... They could purposely make it seem like he's an idiot, and people would love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't Batista bomb anybody?
But yeah, the movie is really, really good. It was really fun. I think the star player for me was Chris Pratt.
Yeah, Star-Lord was the one.
He is so funny.
Exactly. But just talking to people, I think Groot is like the breakout one that everybody felt that everyone Groot. Fell in love with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Especially Tiny Groot.
Yeah, yeah, everybody loves Tiny Groot. I'm not gonna lie, if there was a potted plant Groot that I could buy, I would buy it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely a must-see. I think that you should see this in summer. It's probably one of the best Marvel movies, if not the best one.
So, I guess we should ask you, where does this rank in your Marvel movie top three? If does it make the top three?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, number two.
Behind Winter Soldier?
Obviously.
Okay.
I watched that again on the plane.
Oh, did you? Yeah. You know, I just watched that the other night, yeah.
Oh, man, it's so good.
It is good.
Especially when he's running at the beginning.
Oh, through the boat, and he's just taking out people?
No. When he's running with the
On your left?
On your left, yeah. And then he takes out the little book that has all the different things, and he's just super jacked in his Under Armour shirt.
Okay, yeah.
God, he's so pretty.
Yeah.
God.
He's pretty good looking.
God.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
And I saw those pictures of Age of Ultron. Looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the trailer for Superman vs. Batman?
No.
The teaser?
Yeah. Did you not see it? So basically, it's Batman with huge armor. Pulling
off... It's the Dark Knight Returns armor. Right?
Yeah. And then he pulls off the bat signal, and the bat signal is that fat bat.
Yeah.
And then somebody's blocking the bat signal in the sky, and it's Superman, and his eyes are glowing red. And then it pans back to Superman, and his eyes are glowing blue, and they're like, gonna fight! And then nothing happens.
That's gonna be a huge misunderstanding.
And then Batman will win.
Bruce, sorry, bro!
No.
But I saw Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, too.
What did you think?
She is a hottie patati.
She sure is.
Yeah.
Do you like her costume?
Yeah, it looks sick.
I think it looks sick. It probably needs more color, but
I think it's just the way they did it in the
Yeah, game. I think the poster is just a sepia tone, so. Yeah.
So apparently there's these rumors that a bunch of Marvel logos have come out. Is that fake?
Marvel?
Movie logos? Are those fake?
Oh, yeah, I think those are fake. I'm not too sure.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. But Ant-Man's coming out and all that jazz. So.
Yeah, I didn't realize Avengers is in April.
This April.
The coming April, yeah.
It's 2015?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And Ant-Man is their big summer movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. I think it's like early April. Like the same slot that Captain America had.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what can top Winter Soldier for me. It's just so good.
I thought Guardians was better than Winter Soldier.
Really?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. No, it's my number one. It's just because I love Captain America and I love Chris Evans.
Yeah.
If Chris Evans made a cameo there, then fine. Made him
really?
Like a Thor 2 cameo?
I just want to know how they're going to bridge the gap from Guardians to Captain America.
I didn't think that they would show Thanos full on.
Neither did I.
Yo, he looks good.
Yeah, he does. He looks great.
Yeah, he looks sick.
I want to see him mess stuff up.
Yeah. I hope he gets the gauntlet really fast.
Mm.
And then that's it.
Yeah. And then it's just game over?
So he just ends the movie?
I kind of didn't care.
Where?
It was a thing.
See, and nobody even knew what the dog was either.
Cosmo?
Yeah.
The Russian
space dog who sends them on their missions?
When that first showed up, I was like, oh, Cosmo, is he gonna do the thing?
And he didn't,
and I'm like, oh.
Because in the comic books, he's the one that talks to them telepathically and sends them out on missions.
Yeah.
But apparently not.
No, here he just licks people.
Yeah.
He's like a dog.
Yeah.
In a spacesuit.
Like a doge.
So.
Yeah, it looks good. I thought there'd be a Nova cameo. I saw their suits, but I didn't think, you know, Buckethead wouldn't be there.
I think the Nova Corps are going to change dramatically.
You think so?
Yeah. I think something's going to happen.
They didn't have that power. They had the rocket power thing.
Yeah, they were just superpower cops.
Yeah.
Space police.
Yeah.
The popos.
I think Glenn Close is going to open a box, and then they're going to do something with that box to get
so
power.
So, is there extra stuff about Yondu? Like, is he supposed to be a dude that's, like, well-known in the...
I have no idea.
In the comics? Yeah, me neither.
I have no idea.
He's pretty badass.
I never really heard about him in the comics either.
I don't know. I know Nebula's important.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like someone, like, with a name like Nebula.
Which one was
Nebula? Like, they better be important.
Karen Gillian, the bald blue daughter of Thanos.
Oh, yeah.
You know which one, right?
You know who was super hot in that movie? The assistant to Glenn Close.
The girl who's just constantly on her iPad?
Yeah.
I was like, did she win a contest just to be on TV?
She's so pretty.
I was like, because they put her, like, right in frame.
Right?
And then you're looking at her, but you're like, who is this girl? And she shows up more than once.
So you guys have noticed.
I noticed for sure. I'm like, this girl's cute, because I didn't want to look at Glenn Close. And I'm
like, man, she's pretty. She didn't say anything, though.
No, but she's throughout there in the movie.
Did she say something? I think she might. No, she didn't.
No, she just, and she overacted it, too. She was like, check out my touchscreen. ding, ding, ding.
She's scheduling appointments, man. You gotta do that with ferocity.
No, but Glenn Close is like, do you believe him? And she's just rapidly firing away at this thing.
Yeah, and I just wish I knew her.
She's the new Nova.
Love of my life, my future wife.
She's probably like the director's niece or something. Friend of the show or friend of the production company.
Maybe.
I don't know. Tony Stark's illegitimate daughter or something.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's cool. All. That's been my week.
Yeah, and that's the show.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah, yeah. Good to have you back. And then next week you'll be gone.
As usual.
And... Yeah, if you want to find us, we're always on the internet at google.com, searching for
google.com.
That's it.
Copyright.
That's it.
Just remember, google.com, search field, Three Nerds in a Basement, we're the first 5 to 10 hits.
10 hits.
You will find all the social media links there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And follow me at Blave and Blave on Twitter, and maybe we can meet up at a...
Oh, at a Grand Prix?
A Grand Prix or a Magic event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you should... Oh, yeah. Did I tell you about that? I got on coverage.
Oh, yeah. You did.
Yeah, I did.
Got on the television.
I got on the telly. And then I tweeted about it. And then Magic put that up, too. Like, on the coverage. They put up the tweet. Blave and Blave said, I did it. I made it on coverage. Hashtag Tour 215.
And that's pretty funny.
And I won a limited edition playmat. Because these two artists were there working on this playmat of the main character of M15. And they spun a wheel, and then whatever it landed on, they had to take away or add.
Oh.
And they ended up adding a rainbow, a cuddly fox, an explosion, and like all this random stuff. And I won the draw for it. So
wow. Lucky.
Like, yeah, there's only like 15 that were given away. And you can have these as a playmat or as a art print. Which got as a playmat.
Oh.
I had to get a ticket on the hour every hour.
Oh, really?
At the event site. And then I had 40 tickets by the end of it.
You had 40 tickets?
I think it's 30. Damn. I think it's... Yeah, 40.
Well, that's not as impressive.
Yeah, because then my friend left the country and he just gave me his tickets.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
wow.
Pretty sick.
Okay.
I was bound to win one.
Awesome, not all of them.
Jeez. Yep. All right, thanks for listening.
Yep.
And we'll catch you guys in 1 week's time.
Cowabunga, dudes.
Bye.